Ash Street School, 4 Ash Street. Built in 1850, on the crest of a hill on Ash Street, the former Ash Street School overlooks the canal district below. Before the late 19th century, when Worcester became crowded with taller buildings, this three-story school was a local landmark, easily visible from many parts of the city. Constructed at a cost of $11,000, this was one of 9 new Worcester schoolhouses built between 1848 and 1855, a period of great growth and development in the city. The architect was Elbridge Boyden, who later designed Worcester's renowned Mechanics Hall. The building's Italianate architecture is defined by its boxy shape, the panel and the pilaster treatment of the walls, and its broad eaves with decorative brackets and brick corbelling. Originally, there were side-by-side entrances on both the north and south facades, one for the boys and one for the girls. The main entrance was on Ash Street, with the schoolyard behind. 2 schoolrooms per floor occupied the square plan, for a total of 6. An early longtime principal of the school was Miss Mary Jane Mack. Said to have been born on a ship traveling to the United States from Ireland, she trained as a teacher at the age of 16 and was assigned to this school in 1859. Miss Mack taught at the Ash Street School for 55 years, serving most of those years as principal. She died in 1917 at the age of 83. The residential neighborhood this school once served was transformed long ago into a commercial district. Today, the schoolhouse serves as a rare reminder of that earlier era. Closed as a school in 1956, the building was auctioned off in 1958. After serving for years as a warehouse, Ash Street School was converted to apartments in 2002. Today, Ash Street School is Worcester's second oldest surviving public school building. The oldest, Oxford Street School, on the corner of Oxford and Pleasant Streets, was built in 1848, only 2 years earlier.
While on Ash Street, turn and face Green Street. Directly across the street is the Crompton Loom Works factory building. The address, 138 Green Street, appears above the main entrance.